dance. Have you watched the video of VDM and the late Muhammad Ali's wife, the award-winning boxer? This woman was literally begging for the very dark man's autograph. The video is trendy. When we say that this man will shock the world one day, you think it's a joke? I do laugh when people call him broke. Do you know what it takes to meet Muhammad Ali's wife? Even begging for an autograph. If you have not watched the video, look for it and watch. Look at his legs. That shoe there is money. An Alpha Fly Nest. Huh? That's the name of the shoe. The amount, 480K. Yes. Does that look like somebody who is managing life? Abina Dash Dindasham. Gradually, he is revealing himself and it will shock his fans. Yes. Over the years, people see him as somebody who comes from the slum. He's been seen as a common man. But it will shock you people that that guy has something he's hiding. Exactly. So, the question is, what is he really doing? What does he do to make money? One of his videos he posted last time, where he was mocking Iyabujo and Tokto in a mansion with a bottle of wine. Okay, follow me, let's unravel who the Very Dark Man is. Martins Vincent, popularly known as Very Dark Man, came into limelight during Mohbad saga, you all know that, but he was known for chasing or going after those people that sell care products without NAFDAC number. In most cases, he was referred as the Very Dirty Man. Then does that stop him? No. He will still continue to do what he knows best to do. Somehow, he will surely come out and also win. In the quest to get justice for the late Mohbad, he got himself entangled with some celebrities, people like Tonto Dike, Iyabo Ojo, Sam Cliff, and so many others. At the end of the day, they dragged him, he also dragged them. And that landed him into police cell like 3 times. Yet, he will still come out victorious. That one no dey shock una. VDN has been seen living soft life with big boys and celebrities like Davido, Cubana Chief Prince, and many more. And then people begin to question the source of his income. How come that he was able to humble the likes of Obi Cubana, B Lord, and the rest? Rumors have it that he's a professional hairstylist. But can this profession fund his lavish lifestyle? Is it possible? VDN is also a philanthropist. He built a borehole, recently, in a community in Kwara State. He has done a lot for people. Do you understand? So that's why people are questioning the source of his income. That guy is hiding something. So what is the moral of everything I have said now? You cannot destroy what you do not know about. But when you see him laughing, you will learn in a hard way. It will look like he's just joking. Do you think he's joking? He's not. Anyway, let's hear from you what you think about all of this I've said now. See you in my next video, and bye for now.